Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Call it a real-life Bauer outrage. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we schmooze coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box, the Fox Sports Radio Studio. So our lead this hour comes from Major League Baseball. There's a lot going on today. It's been a busy period, a busy cycle in the world of sports. Now, we have trouble in paradise just a week into the baseball season. Now, this involves Trevor Bauer. If you've not been paying attention, maybe you missed it. So let me give you the thumbnail version of events here. We have learned that Major League Baseball's investigative arm is snooping around into some dirty balls that were collected. Trevor Bauer's dirty balls. And this goes back to Wednesday, the A's and Dodgers playing a game which would be gifted to Oakland by Kenley Jansen, who puked all over the mound. But Trevor Bauer started that game and pitched pretty well against the Athletics. Now, from what we're hearing, the balls in question had visible markings that they were sticky balls. And I feel like we're back with the Patriots with the air pressure scandal, but this is obviously a little different because you're talking about sticky balls. And who doesn't want to talk about sticky balls on the radio? My God. Anyway, those baseballs were sent to the league office for further inspection. Now, this is all part of the crackdown. Major League Baseball is getting tough, not on crime, but on doctoring of baseballs, trying to eliminate the use of foreign substances on the baseballs, the increased spin rate, which has gotten a lot of attention for the baseball wonk crowd over the last couple of years. Now, Bauer responded to this report, which came from Ken Rosenthal behind a paywall on The Athletic. And in usual Trevor Bauer style, he did not leave any bullets in the chamber. He started out his response, his rebuttal, by saying, LOL, always fun reading desperate and misleading clickbait headlines from national gossip bloggers. All right, let's pause right there. All right, this is a tremendous shot at Ken Rosenthal, calling him a gossip blogger. Now, Ken Rosenthal technically is a blogger. He doesn't write for a newspaper. He used to. He is technically a blogger. He writes a blog about Major League Baseball. But still, when you hear that, that is offensive. Calling a baseball writer a blogger is akin to calling a quarterback a system quarterback. It's taboo. All right, Bauer continued. To translate fake journalist speak for y'all, it's unclear whether, he used that in quotes, it's unclear whether, equals, I can't be bothered to look into this because it doesn't fit my narrative. Could Bauer be a fan of our show? That sounds like stuff that I've done with the weasel words. All right, Bauer had more to say. But wait, there's more. Quote, wonder where the articles about the balls from every other pitcher being taken out of play in literally every other game this season are? Question mark. Also, LOL to Major League Baseball, who already has, quote, sources, close quote, talking to gossip bloggers about a supposedly confidential process a week into the season. Then he used the laughing emoji not once, not twice, three times, the laughing emoji from Trevor Bauer. And thumbs up, y'all. Keep killing it. There you go. All right. So, lot to unpack here. Let us discuss the question. Is Trevor Bauer in danger of Major League Baseball punishment? Now, I am fair. I am I'm neutral when it comes to this. You know, people say I'm a fanboy, but I'm absolutely fair. And The way I'm going to answer this, on the patented Maller scale of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest level of panic for a punishment, I'm at an 8.5. I'm at an 8.5 for Bauer. And the question is, you know, does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Well, the answer is yes. Does Major League Baseball want to stick it to Trevor Bauer? Of course. Of course they do. So my thoughts on this, you've got Hornet's Nest, Goodie Bag, and Chain of Command. And we will tie all of these things together into a marginal Maller monologue. Now, A, Trevor Bauer has put himself in the crosshairs of Major League Baseball. He is brash, bold, fearless with his mouth, right? He does not mind pushing back against the corporate machine of Major League Baseball. And we love the gumption. I said the day that Trevor Bauer signed with the Dodgers, we were going to get multiple Trevor Bauer monologues. He's one of the few players in Major League Baseball that's interesting. Everyone else is boring just about, except Bauer and a handful of other guys. But his gumption, Trevor Bauer's gumption there, the verbal haymakers, right? Body blow, right at Rob Manfred. Priceless, absolutely priceless. Bauer has regularly called out the Mama Luke commissioner when everyone else just, you know, looks the other way and avoids the topic altogether. And he has rejected peace offerings. Rob Manfred's tried to work out the differences with Bauer. It hasn't worked. And so there is a price to pay for frankness. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. And there is a bit of a wiggle room we're going to get to that could save Trevor Bauer. But this has the ingredients where if you look at the recipe, it's a recipe for disaster. So we are headed to a flashpoint. You know, there's a saying, if you prod the hornet's nest, be prepared to be stung. And Trevor Bauer has a broom out, and he's kind of, you know, sticking the broom into the hornet's nest, and eventually the hornets aren't going to like that. And so Rob Manfred, somewhere at a penthouse in New York, is licking his chops right now at the possibility of punishing the loudmouth pitcher of the Dodgers. Now, part B of this, Trevor Bauer gave a tutorial. I think it was on HBO. I remember it was a documentary, like a real sports documentary, and then he did some stuff on YouTube. But Bauer has given essentially tutorials to Major League Baseball about how to use different tricks to increase spin rate. And he said that it is a big issue in Major League Baseball. This has been an open secret. That, you know, Bauer was complaining about the cheating Astros several years back. I think he was with the Cleveland Indians still at the time. But he highlighted the illicit methods used, saying it was very easy to do. And over the years, we have learned, and way before Trevor Bauer, that you can get out the goodie bag. In the goodie bag, it's the goodie bag of goo. There are all kinds of things you can get to increase performance, the spin rate, from pine tar to shaving cream. But you got to have the gel time kind. You got to have the gel shaving cream. Spray on sunscreen, another way to have an advantage. And when using the sunscreen, like the bullfrog sunscreen and rosin, and if you mix those together, there's a Goldilocks zone, which forms like this glue. It's like putting glue on the baseball as far as getting a grip on the ball. So, you know, lube is the old-fashioned, you know, the old-fashioned way would be spit. I mean, there's plenty of things you can do. But at the time Trevor Bauer said how this is all being done in baseball, he said it was a bigger advantage than steroids. That was what Bauer said a few years back. Now, last season with the Cincinnati Reds, as Trevor Bauer himself says, a Mickey Mouse Cy Young season. We like Bauer for saying that. We agree. But hey, he got the 2-month Cy Young award. Bauer pointed out the spin rate jumped 300 plus. It has been put out by the nerds over there that keep track of this stuff. 300 plus RPMs, which those that pay attention to such things say is extremely suspicious. Extremely suspicious. So Bauer's only made a couple of starts with the Dodgers, and already Major League Baseball is snooping around. Now, the last word here. The fact that Trevor Bauer is being called into the principal's office publicly is not surprising. Again, Bauer's right. And the way this works, and he knows this, Bauer knows this. If you're Ken Rosenthal or any of these other baseball scribes, if you write a post about player X on the Pittsburgh Pirates, some baseballs taken out of play for further investigation, no one's even going to look twice at that. No one's going to look one time at that. They're like, who cares? I don't know any better than the Pirates. I haven't known anyone on the Pirates since like Barry Bonds was there. Who the hell cares? But Trevor Bauer? Oh, absolutely. He is a person of interest. And you know, and I know, that Rob Manfred would like to send Bauer to Siberia. Nothing would make him happier, right? The baseball version of Siberia. Now, Major League Baseball, here's the problem, though, and I mentioned there's a little bit of wiggle room for Trevor Bauer, and anyone else for that matter that gets caught up on this. Baseball's going to need more evidence than just sticky balls, right? The baseball Keystone Cop investigative arm are going to have to prove that Trevor Bauer is actually the one that applied whatever sticky goo is all over the baseball. You say that's easy to do, but you got to follow the chain of command. Wink, wink. It could have been the catcher or one of the infielders when they throw the ball around the horn. So who's the one that did it? And before you dismiss this and say, well, no, it's the pitcher. It would never be the catcher. Remember Yadier Molina of the original cheating Cardinals several years back. Now, he denied this. He denied, this is lying to your face. He looks you right in the eye and lies. He denied having pine tar when, remember, this was several years back. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago. There was a wild pitch, a Cubs-Cardinals game in St. Louis, and the baseball stuck right to the chest protector of Yadier Molina like Velcro. It looked like it was from a late-night infomercial selling some highfalutin elephant glue. That you just put a little bit of elephant glue and it'll stick right to your chest. Now, even if baseball were to rule that there has been illegal substance used and we know you did it, even that doesn't guarantee punishment. Baseball as an industry has thumbed their nose at the doctoring of the balls. Even if Trevor Bauer was caught in the act with his hand into the goo, right, into the vat of goo, it wouldn't really lead to all that much. Why? I'll tell you why. The precedent has been set. The Yankees starting pitcher a couple years back, a guy named Michael Pineda, was so shameless. He was so, if you've forgotten, you go back and look at the videos on YouTube. He was so shameless, he had pine tar dripping off his hat and his uniform, his jersey, in a game at Fenway. And he was suspended all of 10 games. Go back further. Angels had a relief pitcher named Brendan Donnelly. And he had pine tar all over his glove. He got suspended 8 games. The most famous of all of these incidents involves Joe Niekro, then of the Minnesota Twins in the late 1980s. He was caught on the mound. The umpire came out. And Joe Niekro famously put his hands in his pocket and tossed them in the air. And a nail file came flying out like a butterfly, came flying out of his back pocket. And he got a 10-game suspension. It's a long time ago. It's a different era. But he got a 10-game suspension. He would later go on. I believe he pitched for the Twins. You know, this was so long ago in a different generation. The Twins were actually good and made the World Series in 1987. So in the big picture, pitchers doctoring balls is a misdemeanor, right? It's a misdemeanor. Now, I'm going to save you a phone call, okay? I know what you're thinking. Oh, what about the Dodgers? They're a bunch of cheaters. No, calm down, all right? Hold your horses, all right? What the Astros did by using bang, bang, trash cans, buzzers, and whistles, we think they use all three. That is a Class A federal felony. What the Astros did, what Trevor Bauer did, misdemeanor, right? It's like comparing the theft of a candy bar from a convenience store to robbing Fort Knox. That is the difference. If you're not smart enough to figure that out, you know, go read a book, okay?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Give me the names. I want those names. I need those names. Say what? Well,
never heard of them.
Come in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we round robin coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. So this hour, we'll have the third degree coming up a little bit later. Next hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. All the zingers, one-liners sent in by the joke writers of the Ben Maller Show. So if you're uptight, if you got a stick where the sun don't shine and you're one of those types, it's probably not for you. But if you got a sense of humor and you want to laugh a little bit, it's the best laid plans of mice, men, and random listeners to the overnight show. But our lead this hour comes from the courthouse, specifically the ever-evolving story around Deshaun Watson. Now, we are into a new chapter of the Deshaun Watson story. If you've not been following along, every single day there's new information. I'm fascinated by it. It is going to be one of the great stories of the sporting world, which is not even really a sports story. It's the downfall of Deshaun Watson, or will it be the redemption of Deshaun Watson? We'll find out. Inquiring minds would like to know. So here's the latest. Deshaun Watson's attorney, the legendary Rusty Hardin, Deshaun Watson's attorney filing a motion for an emergency hearing. And the attorney asking a judge to rule that the opposing legal counsel, Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the women accusing Deshaun Watson of naughty activity, that Busby has to identify two of the women who filed a lawsuit under the pseudonym Jane Doe. Now, Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, had to file the motion for hearings on all 22 of the lawsuits. There's 22 of these things. He did that on Thursday because each lawsuit is individual. It's almost like Rusty Hardin wants a class action lawsuit. He'd rather have all these cases put together, but there are 22 individual lawsuits. And two were granted by the Harris County District Court. So that means while we are all sleeping, because we work the overnight here, that early in the morning, Rusty Hardin will be in court and Busby, I assume, will be there as well. And the judge will decide whether or not to release the names. Now, this is our obligatory Deshaun Watson Maller monologue. If you haven't figured that out by now, bad job by you. All right, so because of all the lawsuits being separate, there's a lot of busybody work involved in this, but it is a very wise strategy by Tony Busby. It's really the only thing you could do, because if you have 22 lawsuits, the math on this, that all 22 would be bogus. You can make the argument that some of them are not legitimate, but all of them? All it takes is one. All it takes is one, and as I learned as a kid playing board games, you have your battleship sunk. I sank your battleship. And so that's where we are right now. Now, two of Watson's accusers have put their name on it. That happened the other day. So 20 remain identified as merely Jane Doe. We might get the name of two more today. Now, Watson has denied through his legal counsel any of these allegations being accurate, that there was sexual harassment or sexual abuse. The defense is that this was consensual making whoopee. That, hey, let's do the hanky-panky. You want to do it, I want to do it, we're good. But we're getting close. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting close to the part of the story where the rubber meets the road, where the rubber meets the road. So let us discuss the question. What is the legal strategy behind this? Now, I'm not a lawyer. I will play one on the radio. But why is Rusty Hardin so hell-bent on getting the names? He wants the names of these women accusing Deshaun Watson to be made public. Why? So I have ulterior motives, pickle jar, and hocus pocus. And we will combine all of this together. Now, number one.
Number one.
Deshaun Watson's hand-picked lawyer does not come cheap. You don't go from just another lawyer, there's 60,000 lawyers that pass the bar on average every year in the United States. You don't go from just another lawyer to the go-to defense lawyer for the stars, the celebrity class, the athletic class in Texas. If you've got a problem and you need help, who are you going to call? Rusty Harden. That's who you're going to call. This guy gets the big bucks, and he's a cunning legal eagle is what he is. And this was a strategic move, obviously. The ping pong match continues back and forth, back and forth. You're going to get whiplash as you go back and forth. You're going to have a neck injury. Now, Harden is acting like the babe in the woods. And my advice, if you're casually observing this story, is to not be naive. Right? Do not be naive. He is a lot of things, but not gullible. All right, Rusty Harden knows exactly what he's doing here. The defense already has the times and the dates of these alleged incidents. And Harden has access to Deshaun Watson's social media and his phone records. So it's child's play. All you do is connect the dots backwards. You say, all right, who did Deshaun Watson send messages to on Instagram on this particular date back in, you know, February or March, whenever, and then you can connect the name. It's all there. You can go through the phone records, the text messages, unless he deleted it all, and you can still get it. You can't really delete anything on phones or on computers. Now, Rusty Harden has ulterior motives here. Obviously. What are those motives? We can speculate what those motives are. I think we'll do that right now. We'll play the speculation game. Harden could get a confidentiality agreement, and then he would get the names, but he couldn't release them publicly. He's not trying to do that. And why is he not trying to do that? Because there's something nefarious going on here. Rusty Harden knows that the ante is upped by releasing the names publicly of these women. And he knows that a lot of the work will be done for him by other people. And I'm talking about the Deshaun Watson fanboys. You know the Deshaun Watson fanboys. They will take the baton and they will publicly harass these women. Whether they are legitimate, they have legitimate claims, or they made them up, it doesn't matter. These women are going to be buried by Deshaun Watson fanboys. The meathead football fan, never underestimate the meathead football fan turned keyboard warrior. They will say, we must defend Deshaun Watson. Now, this is not a stretch. This is not hyperbole. We've already seen this happen a couple of days ago. Remember the two women? One of them went on camera. The other did not. There was a letter when her name was released who went public to say that Deshaun Watson's a creepy guy. Well, they've been pestered and bullied by these cyber thugs that support Deshaun Watson. And Harden is also hoping, as part of this illicit plan, you have to think that he's hoping at least a couple of these accusers, if they get the sense their name is going to go public, will then decide, you know what, I'm going to drop the case. I'm okay being Jane Doe lawsuit number 13, but I don't want my identity out there because I know these losers, these miscreants are going to start badgering me and my family. All right, now the second thing here. So Deshaun Watson is set to lose over $10 million now. It was $8 million. Now it's over $10 million. Minimum. He is in the pickle jar. He's in the legal pickle jar right now. He was dropped by Nike, Beats by Dre. Also HEB, the grocery store chain, dropped him. No longer the brand ambassador. And some companies have yet to formally announce that they have dropped Deshaun Watson, but it is believed all of his partnerships are over. So it's $8 million right off the top, the haircut, $8 million. Now, that does not include all the billable hours for Rusty Harden's law firm. And that is open-ended, unless there was a flat rate, which I doubt Rusty Harden would give a flat rate. So we are talking, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just spitball $2 million in legal fees. By the time this is done, and it will likely go higher than that if this is a long, drawn-out process. So then we're up over $10 million. But wait, there's more. That's small potatoes compared to the NFL salary that Deshaun Watson has with the Texans. Does that become an issue where he gets suspended without pay? Well, normally they suspend football players with pay, but if he ends up getting suspended, possible they could take money away from Deshaun Watson. All options are on the table. You have to read the collective bargaining agreement. All right, final point. So Deshaun Watson and his lawyer, well, he won't be there, but his lawyer will be in court today. So Deshaun Watson needs to form his own dream team. Now, OJ had Robert Shapiro, F. Lee Bailey, and the late Johnny Cochran. Deshaun Watson, his dream team should consist of Harry Houdini, David Copperfield, Penn and Teller, because it is going to take a Houdini act, okay, to make this disappear into thin air. And we have, at this point, a he said, she said situation. Watson has fame on his side. And people are big fans of celebrity and all the trimmings that come with celebrity. He's the big name athlete. But here's the problem. As a star, you're expected to carry yourself a certain way. And there is a digital trail of breadcrumbs that connect him with these random women that you would assume Deshaun Watson, in a person in his stature, would not be hanging out with the hoi polloi of Houston Massage. But apparently he was. And so he can't deny that he didn't contact these women and didn't talk to these women. And there's a long list of back and forth messages to go through. We're talking about a professional athlete who we always hear your body is your temple, especially when you're an athlete. And he's soliciting unlicensed masseuses all over the country, mind you. Most of these women are in Houston, but there's California and Georgia as well. And he's just like randomly finding them on the internet. Hey, you're kind of cute. Can I have my glutes rubbed? Now, so he needs here, Deshaun Watson, he needs the big three. Hocus pocus, abracadabra, presto is what he needs. And as far as the argument, which we often hear, you know, it's you're innocent until proven guilty. It's not innocent until proven guilty in the social media age. Now the standard is guilty until you're proven innocent. And even then, even if you are proved innocent, you are still guilty because we're all wired the same way. We're all hard-headed and nobody wants to admit they're wrong about anything. So even if you said this guy's guilty, it's proven not guilty. Well, you're still guilty. Now, ironically, all of this is because, you know, talk about Magic and Houdini and Copperfield, Penn and Teller. Well, the tie-in, all of this is because Deshaun Watson could not keep his magic wand to himself. Bad job by him. Now, since this is a game of chess, what happens next? Now it's up to Tony Busby, depending on what happens with the judge and the ruling that goes down. Here's what I think's Busby's next move. Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the women here that are accusing Watson of being a pervert, Busby's next move is to hold another news conference, get a couple more of the women. Now, you're going with the death by a thousand paper cut strategy here. So you get a couple more of the ladies there to get in front of the camera, and because, you know, they're going to be outed by the court anyway. You hold a news event for the cameras, get the sobbing, get the tears, get the waterworks going there, and you dig a bit of a bigger hole for Deshaun Watson to have to get out of. And so that would be the way this would backfire for Rusty Harden. You want the names? We'll give you the names. In fact, for the next 20 days, every single day, we're going to have a different woman during the week have a news conference to announce that my name is blank and Deshaun Watson did this and this to me. How dare you? Talk about a tinderbox situation in the court of public opinion. And we will see what happens next over the weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you know what time it is right now. Here we go. Hit that button right there.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree.
Fire it.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
This is a prequel to the coming attractions in the fourth hour, the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. But this is Maller to the Third Degree. What do we have here, Justin Coop?
Ben, Joel Embiid was talking to the media.
You're all choked up, Koopaloo. Look at this.
Oh, God. I just... Joel Embiid is so inspiring.
I know. It's very emotional. I'm verklempt.
He said earlier in the week when talking to reporters that he wants to be a 90% free throw shooter at some point in his career. Do you think it'll happen?
Yeah, I'm going to bet yes on this. I'm going to be Benny Brightside on this one. I go yes. Embiid right now is shooting around 85% last I checked. So he's been an 80% foul shooter most of his career. That's a very small bump to get to 90% if you're an 80% guy and you're at 85 right now. The bigger concern, though, is the fact that the bug keeps biting Joel Embiid, the injury bug. So you can shoot 90%, but if you're not playing, what good does that do? And B, the thing about foul shooting, it's one of the great things in sports. Like, we all love sports. You're listening to a sports radio show. I'm doing the sports radio show. I love my sport. But foul shooting is one of the very few things in sports that any one of us who's a weekend warrior can do and conceivably do either as well or better than an NBA player. You're standing 15 feet from the basket. Nobody is guarding you. It's all about muscle memory. So, yeah, I think Joel Embiid is a pretty good foul shooter already. I believe he will get to 90%, but will he avoid the injury bug? Next!
So Josh Allen says that he thinks that the franchise tag, quote, isn't great for the team nor the player. And he pointed to Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins saying they would have been better off getting a deal done a year or two earlier. Do you agree with him?
No, this is a bad take by Josh Allen. Bad job by him. The franchise tag is a wonderful mitzvah. All right, if you play your cards, we talk about this all the time. Dak Prescott, people say, oh, he got hurt. See, there's proof. See, Dak Prescott got hurt. Put in your pipe and smoke this, okay? A Dak Prescott proved you can play on the franchise tag, get mangled, have your leg snapped, and still get a mega contract on the other side of the franchise tag. So that is not a good example. Kirk Cousins is a great example of playing the system. He's a 10 to 15 level quarterback. And he's one of the highest paid guys over the last decade in the NFL. NFL players almost universally complain about the franchise tag. And the union, they're the ones that are cool with it. So there's a disconnect there between the players, the rank and file, and the union. And if Fox Sports Radio wants to franchise tag me, I'm good. All right, next.
Ben, DeMar DeRozan is likely heading for free agency. Do you think there's any chance that he returns to San Antonio?
No, the Spurs made a mistake here. Even Charlie in San Antonio knows they should have traded DeMar DeRozan at the deadline. He's not in their long-term plans. He's a one-trick pony. He doesn't play defense, DeMar DeRozan. He's a good offensive player. That's pretty common in the NBA, a little bit better than most offensively. But let's hold off. He's nothing spectacular. He's a notoriously terrible defensive player. And Koopaloop, he's going to be a Laker. Like, he's going, you know he's going to sign with the Lakers in the offseason, take small money. There it is, Maller to the Third Degree. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
There it is. That's a winner! Whee!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jokes, jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
All right, here we go. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. These are all listener-submitted jokes written by your fellow radio listener, your nocturnal radio listener. And so keep that in mind. These are people that have jobs just like yourself, truck drivers, security guards, police officers, criminals, you name it, making donuts, working in factories, all kinds of interesting things. Hospital workers, you name it. All right, so here we go. All right, calm down. So I'll bounce the joke off Eddie. He'll bounce it back to me. What should you never, ever take lightly while sitting down?
I don't know. Lizzo?
Oh, you've heard that one, Eddie. So just Josh. What did Lizzo and Pablo Sandoval name their baby?
I don't know. What did they name their baby?
Jupiter. It's a smiling Josh and 319. Just Josh sent that first one. What is Lizzo's spirit animal?
I don't know.
the one she's about to eat. So just Josh again. All right. What was Lizzo's response when she was accused of causing an earthquake?
I don't know. What was her response?
She said, "It's not my fault."
Ha.
Hey. So, I believe that's from Surfer Todd, the comedian. And next up, from Kurt from Earth, what has Lizzo never lacked during dinner?
What is that?
Intestinal forkitude. Kurt from Earth. What position did Lizzo play in Pee Wee football?
The entire defensive line.
No, wide receiver. Wide receiver, Eddie. That's from Ayn Rand in Vancouver. Let's see. I don't know if I can read that one on the air. Skip over that. Why won't Angel fans bring trash cans when they play the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I don't know. Why won't they do that?
Well, there's no need to, Eddie. There's already going to be enough trash on the field.
Ha!
Kurt from Earth there. That's a pirate joke, Eddie. It's a shot at the Pirates.
It's funny because it's true.
What's worse than living in Houston?
I don't know. What's worse than living in Houston?
Having a wife that uses another man as her Facebook photo. Shout out Chris in Houston. Remember that, Eddie? He said Deshaun Watson is the avatar for his wife. It's a Bill from Iowa.
That was a deep cut.
That was a deep cut. Did you know that Adam Silver is forcing NBA players to remove their bling?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, even Anthony Davis is going to have to take off his life alert button. It's like Gary from Youngstown, Ohio. You got anything over there, Koopaloop? It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Actual jokes from actual listeners of The Ben Maller Show.
How do you know Bill Cosby was a great comedian?
I don't know.
Even his drinks taste funny.
Wow.
It's from Aussie Momentum.
All right, we have the Deshaun Watson radio roast. Did you hear that MC Hammer penned a new version of his hit song for Deshaun Watson?
Is it Can Touch This?
It's You Can Touch This, Eddie. You've heard that song. It's from John in Colorado. Eddie, you're the joke spoiler. Bad job by you. The punchline assassin has returned. Can we get Weed Man? Can we wake Weed Man up? Can we take him out of the mortuary? All right, here we go. What do the Houston Texans fans have in common with T.O.?
I don't know. What do they have in common with the Terrell Owens?
They both cry when they say, "That's my quarterback." It's a Chip from Maine. Why is the NFL fining Deshaun Watson?
Why? Why are they doing that?
Well, they outlawed the use of Stick'Em in 1981. Come on, man. Chip in Maine again. That's a Lester Hayes joke is what that is, Eddie. That's old school.
Remember his nickname?
Oh, one of the greats of all time. Yeah. Burnt Toast. Yeah.
No.
I'm kidding. All right, here we go. Chip from Maine. What is the official reason? You want to say the nickname, Eddie? You want to say it? Say it slowly, Eddie, so we can get a drop.
Lester, I didn't say the molester.
I talked over you. Damn it. All right. What is the official reason the NFL will suspend Deshaun Watson?
I don't know. What's the official reason?
For playing peekaboo with his bobblehead. Yeah. All right, listen, you send me the emails upset with Chris because he's not Roberto. Listen, Chris does his own thing. We don't control that. Chris doesn't think everything's funny. That's fine. All right, why won't any teams...
I'm playing laugh tracks here. What do you want?
I don't know. The people complain. Why won't any teams trade for Deshaun Watson?
Why is that?
Well, they've heard that he's made a lot of incomplete passes. Bill from Iowa. What do Old Yeller and Deshaun Watson have in common?
Oh, I don't know. What do they have in common?
Neither got a happy ending. Thus the problem. That's Bill from Iowa who sent that one in. Eddie, why shouldn't I feel bad that Deshaun Watson blocked me on Twitter?
Why shouldn't you feel bad?
Well, I wasn't the only person that he was a jerk to, Eddie. That's why. Come on. It's a Chip from Maine. Got anything over there, Koopaloop?
Yes.
All right.
Did you know that, like me, Lizzo was also a child actor?
I did not know that. No.
Yeah, she was the main star in all of the Free Willy movies. That was also Imran. Imran?
Imran. I call him Imran. Maybe it's Imran. I don't know. I call him Imran. He doesn't correct me on that. And yeah, I thought that would be funnier if you read it. I think I was right. I think I was right. Yeah. If I had read it, it wouldn't have been as funny. Yeah, so I think it was funny that you did it. All right. What did a remorseful Deshaun Watson say to his accusers?
Oh, I don't know. What did he say?
No hard feelings. I'm pulling for you. all right. Why was Deshaun made an honorary Boy Scout?
Why?
For being an upstanding citizen, Eddie. He was an upstanding citizen. That's the Inca Terror, classically trained musician in New York. All right. John the Jailer sent this one in. What is Deshaun Watson's favorite place to go on vacation?
Where is his favorite place to go?
He loves going to Bangkok, Thailand for some reason. I don't know why. No idea. You didn't see that one coming, Eddie? Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know that Deshaun Watson never thought about having sex with his accusers?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Apparently, all he wanted to do was hang out. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Again, what is Deshaun Watson's favorite TV show?
I'm not sure.
Crank Yankers. He's a big fan of that show. That's not on anymore, though. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. Did you hear? We got a couple more Deshaun Watson jokes. All right. Did you hear about the Deshaun Watson postage stamp?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's 55 cents, the same as a regular stamp, but if you lick it, Watson will give you 50 bucks. All right. So Stan the man. Right, last Watson joke. Here we go. Why was Deshaun unhappy with the massage?
Why is that?
Apparently, the rubdown did not include craft services, Eddie. You see what Tony in San Francisco did there? Did you see what Tony did? Craft services, Eddie? Well, you're a sourpuss. I mean, you pick it up, Garcia. Come on. Bad job by you. All right. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week continue. We will pick up the baton and keep going. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
All right, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. We have some Tammy jokes now. Gordon took the week off from joke writing, and I didn't get Ozzy Momentum's jokes. I don't know if he sent them later, but past the cutoff. But here we go. Did you hear that Gordon in Tacoma has been meaning to discuss erectile dysfunction with his wife, Eddie?
No, I certainly did not know that. No.
Yeah, Tammy says, sadly, it hasn't come up yet. So, there's that. Tammy also points out that Ozzy Momentum is so fat.
How fat is he?
Well, he has to put his belt on with a boomerang. That's pretty fat. Gordon and Ozzy Momentum are so ugly, Eddie.
How ugly are they, Ben?
When they get sick, instead of going to the doctor, they have to go to the veterinarian. I can't even say it. The vet. All right, that's Tammy in Montana. Why was Rex Ryan disappointed with Marcel in Brooklyn's last call?
I certainly don't know.
He misheard and thought there was going to be foot picks. Chris in Des Moines, right? Did you hear that Anheuser-Busch has filed for bankruptcy and will cease operation?
Oh, I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, big news. They made the mistake of hiring beer-drinking Brian and a half pint to work in the brewery. So that's it there. That's Tom from Fullerton. What did Half Pint say when asked about her love life?
No one knows because they couldn't understand her.
No, no, no. She said it's all relative. Turnpike Bob in Ohio. Just Josh sent this one in. Why does Raz go by Quit the Band on Twitter?
I don't know. Why?
Well, it turns out that Fired from the Band was already taken, so he had to go with quit the Band there. Coop, you got anything over there, Coop? It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.
Nah, I'm out.
All right, Coop is out. What do Doc Mike and Doc Rivers have in common?
Well, they're both known as Doc.
No, no. If you listen to either of them, you'll end up choking and gagging. It's Tom from Fullerton.
Who is that, Shirley?
Did you hear we lost Blind Seabass as a caller?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently he ran into a hook. It's just Josh there. A lot of Brian Fenley jokes. Did you hear that Brian Fenley revealed that he has a cousin who is a rapper?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he works at Subway wrapping sandwiches. So, Ayn Rand. Hey, in Vancouver, why did the girlfriend Kelly leave Brian?
Oh, I don't know. Why did that happen?
Because she said the only thing about him that lasts long are his updates. So Jonas, and those do go a long time.
Start taping bananas to wall.
Yeah. All right. You know, the CDC has new guidelines out, Eddie, on how to deal with COVID-related depression.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They say, if you look at the bullet points here, turn the radio down during one of Brian Finley's updates. They say that right there. And it'll be all right.
Resting snugly between his legs.
All right. Did you know? That was Gary in Youngstown. Here's another one from Gary. He says, do you know what it means for Brian Finley's neighbors now that he has a girlfriend?
No, what does that mean?
Hey.
Instead of Brian, they will hear a woman's voice crying out every night, why me, God?
Body bag.
What does an apple pie and a Brian Finley update have in common?
They both taste delicious.
No, they both take 27 minutes to make. So that's about right there.
Vomiting.
What will Brian Finley's nephew call him?
I don't know.
Uncle Daddy. Well, that's not right. Come on now. That's not right at all. Weed Man was going to meet Coop in Miami, but then didn't show up, Eddie.
Yeah, I know. What a bum.
I guess that makes Weed Man a liar. How about that? No, you don't like that?
I like it.
All right, real quick. Did you hear Weed Man has already made a tombstone for when he dies?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it has his PayPal address engraved on it. It's Tom from Fullerton.